Hello, this is your host, Netta Dowdell of the Teaching Transitions podcast. Here we have part two of Keyston Boone. Part one was last week, last Thursday. So if you have not heard that part, go ahead and go back to that part. This is part two. Check it out.
So coming to Dallas, did your strategy change? Or when did your strategy change? Did you do flyers and stuff? Like, did you continuously do that for a while?
So, yeah, I did that for a while. Still, like, had my agency. And I still have it to this day. It's not something that I promote all the time because it's a specific client that we particularly work with. But it has definitely changed over time. Like, I knew that it was time for me to go into coaching when I had clients coming to me with their personal issues about their business. They weren't able to solve. They invested $10K into this coach. I'm like, I'm over here helping you, and you paying this person $10K. Come pay me.
Yes. No, it's big dollars, like, for real. And I know you know because you've been in this space longer than I have.
Yep.
But I'm like, you know, when the coach is giving you value, like, when we invested into y'all, and we were like, this, like, the bill came off for us, too. We were like, this is God. This is nothing but God because we were just talking to people, and it just wasn't hitting until y'all were like, oh, asking me questions. And I'm like on this page, and then my husband's on this page. And we're like, I'm looking at him. He looking at me. I'm like, so they're a relationship coach. They got to be, like, because it's a joint business. So now we're like, how do we put initiatives in place as, like, we are understanding on the same page? And that was me for him. I was like, let's get a translator. So what is this process when you're trying to take a business from where it was for us, which was part-time, and, like, scale up or really try to figure out what this business is trying to achieve?
Yeah. So the process is different for everybody. When it comes to scaling or growing your business, it's going to be different for just about every type of person because you have people who are making already six figures in their job. They're like, okay, I already have this lifestyle.
Right.
How can I sustain it? Or how can I replace it quickly?
Right.
And most people think, oh, I'm going to make six figures tomorrow. No, you're not. It takes some time. It takes elevation. It takes you investing in yourself, and it takes growing. And so I would say there's no direct blueprint for everybody. But I would say finding something that works and sticking to it is going to be your greatest asset to your company, to your business, to your lifestyle.
Right.
So, for example, I know a lot of people like to jump around. They like to just do one business, the next. I sell hair.
I sell makeup.
I sell athletic wear now. I have my own boutique. Have you stuck with one thing?
Right.
You see if it's even.
And did it for a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
I did it for over 90 days.
Yeah. Not even.
Did you do it for 6 months?
Right.
Did you do it for a year? You know how, like, a year is not that long.
At all. It's still an infant.
Right.
Like, once you really get into the business working, you're like, okay, I need to do a little work before I can really, really see the side that I need to elevate someone else.
Yeah, and the thing that aggravates me about, like, online business now is everybody thinks that everything is going to be microwave.
Yeah.
You're not going to get this in 60 seconds.
You're
not going to get this by investing into one coach.
Right.
You're not going to get this investing into two people. You might have to go to five people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To find that those people who really work for you. You might have to get on some phone calls. You might have to do a lot of free trainings. You might have to do, like, a lot of different aspects.
That's a lot more than you would ever do at your job. Like, it ain't no blueprint, but none of it is.
It's no blueprint. And so I think for me personally, it's just like, you got to be willing to stick it out, to rough it out, see if it's going to be effective, see if it's going to work, to see if you're going to be impactful in that space. And if not, you can always change.
Right.
Always switch it up.
You can always pivot, but you need to pivot with the analytics, right?
Yep.
Don't be just moving just because you feel like everybody on the Turo wave. Like, I look at that Turo wave and I was like, baby, the way these vehicles are appreciated and depreciated and all that.
No, that's going to end bad. It's going to be in bad.
You went and you got five cars?
You went and got five cars and you're selling them for a season. This sort of thing, I'm not saying it's not going to be around for long, right?
Right.
It might not. But the way that people run their own cars into the ground,
yeah,
and you will have to invest back into that. If you're, especially, what if your cars aren't moving?
Right.
You know, what if your the economy's always changing? It's always going down.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure that you're actually investing in things that you have a little bit more control over, in my personal opinion. Unless you have that disposable income.
That was me too. I was like, too high risk for me.
Yeah,
right now.
That's a risk risk.
I'm a little conservative. I feel like when we stepped out, I was like, Lord, this ain't nothing but the Lord. Because if you ask me, my husband's like, all right, we got one more year and we're going to be teaching.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, come like August, I was like, you, I know you had a good school, but
I'm not.
I was at a charter school.
Oh, yeah.
So
no, man.
I actually started out in Baton Rouge at a charter school.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from...
You teach for Miracle, right?
I was,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
I was right after you, actually, 16, and we were in Mississippi.
Oh, this is the Delta. Everybody's talking about the Delta. How bad the Delta is.
Girl, I was like, I remember one morning just looking out the dorm window, and mosquitoes were everywhere. But so was the mosquito truck. I'm like, baby, they're following the truck. Is this working? But the Delta, yes, Lord, it was a lie at the Delta. But in Baton Rouge, you know, the schools have been so bad that they implemented charters. And those charters are really just backed by corporations.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thing. So when you talk about money,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I completely understand what you're saying and how you transitioned out. But let's move over to this next topic. So you have a couple of businesses and y'all diversified. Was this somebody that you looked to or somebody that you knew or somebody that you're inspired by, anything in that lane that really motivates you to keep on moving or keep on diversifying, or you like their evolution or anything? Do you follow anybody?
This is a hard question. Because I was talking to my husband about this. I'm not really inspired by a lot of people.
Are you inspired by things? Like, what is your motivation then? Let's get to that.
My motivation is really my legacy. What do I want to leave behind on earth?
Mm-hmm. You know,
we all know that we're not going to be here forever, right?
Right.
We're going to get old and we're going to die someday. And I'm not inspired by people because we do the same stuff, right?
Right.
Like,
wake up every day.
Make
your own decisions.
Yeah, you cool. Yeah, that's dope what you do. But as far as, like, inspired by someone particularly, like, I would say no. Not for me personally. I have a lot of dope women around me who do dope stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
they're cool. They have their businesses. They're out here killing it. They're making money or whatever. But I'm not inspired by them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you do the same stuff. And I think it's also where I am in entrepreneurship and what I do. I'm not really too phased or moved because I know behind the scenes it ain't
right.
What it really is.
It's a mess behind the scenes, but you still got to put it on your face. So,
yep.
Like, I don't really know what you're doing back there, honestly. And we ran into a couple of people just getting started in business
mm-hmm.
that their business model was just like, we'll sprint and then we'll look back and see whether it worked.
Yeah.
Right? So we definitely had losses at the beginning of our business, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. Like, those wins come with a bunch
years,
of L's.
A bunch of
back.
Years of L's.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just wake up one day and you're winning.
Right. At all.
It takes. I'll put this post on Instagram the other day. Because I had a coach call with one of my clients. And she was talking about social media. And I was just like, have you been consistent?
Mm.
Are you posting every day? Are you talking with people? Are you DMing people? Do you have some automation system that you're utilizing to get
right.
leads?
So if you're not, somebody else is. Right.
Right. And you think that you're going to just automatically be out here winning? No. Your consistency is what's having you out here losing right now.
Right.
So people just, they're not consistent. You're not consistent. You lose
right.
by not being consistent.
So let's look at what was one of your biggest L's? Or maybe if you don't have a big one, just a time.
I think one of my biggest L's, and this is like a continuation because it's entrepreneurship, right? And we're taking L's every single day.
For
I
sure.
would say not taking the risk that I should early on.
Mm.
Like, I don't
you
know.
You felt like there were some missed opportunities.
I don't think there was any missed opportunities, but I think so many times we can just lowball ourselves. Like,
yeah,
this cost $10K. I ain't got that right now.
Right.
But you got a credit card. So put on a credit card, you know? Or I don't want to spend $30,000 on, you know, this coach.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to make it back times 10.
Yeah.
So, like, trying, you're always thinking about, okay, how can I give to get?
Right.
Right? And it's this constant playing on your mindset because you have to elevate your mindset.
You know, like, that has been the biggest elevation for our business.
Uh-huh.
Because we started, like, saving money with Dave Ramsey.
Uh-huh.
And we just kept that money so close. You know, we was high a little bit. But, baby, we was, like, living the house, like,
chilling.
Yep. But I'm like, how was it when I was saving money and keeping all this to myself, mm-hmm. I was making so much less
yep.
than now that I'm giving and I'm getting value and personal mm-hmm. development and all that. It's mm-hmm. just like,
it comes back forth, right? It comes back times 10. And this is why I tell my clients, you invest with us or you invest with anything into yourself, that personal development, you're going to make it to back times 10. Mm-hmm. So I have a coach. She's $1,000 a call. Every time I get on a call,
right,
I make my money back times 10.
Right.
It's just like, it's just the law of just, it's a biblical principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sow seed.
Right.
You get it right back. Not right back, but you get it back.
Yeah, it take a little bit for sure. But you also are not going to be able to get into the rooms with people that are
yep.
making real impact or value mm-hmm. until you put that money up. Because yep. they're like, otherwise you're playing games.
Yep.
And like, even at the beginning yep. of our business with the consulting and stuff, I'm trying to find a way to like weed people out that are not about it. Baby, stop wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, now that I realize that, getting into those rooms, I'm like, oh, I know you about it.
Yeah.
So that's really an easy way.
And you got to pay to play sometimes.
Yeah.
So, for example, me and my husband are inviting our clients out to a polo game. Y'all going to come too. And it's coming up. You just got to pay for the ticket for 30 people to come out. We're inviting our clients. We're inviting people that we've been wanting to work with.
Y'all are so fancy. Polo. I said, I only seen that on TV, okay?
So we're inviting people out because it's like, sometimes you got to put some money up.
Right.
You got to say, hey, we're going to put $600 towards this. But you can get a contract for $10K, $15K, $20K.
Right.
I've been wanting to work with you since 2019. It's my opportunity to invite you out.
Right.
I know you probably ain't never been there like that. Or if you have, it ain't been through somebody who look like me.
Right.
So it's like.
Right. You need to see.
You need
that,
to see that.
All these people in this room, too.
Like, yep.
We network, and that's like everybody coming together.
Yep.
So that's amazing. We look forward to that.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait, what is polo? Let's start there. It's like, is it a horse? Let's start there.
Yep. So polo, from my knowledge, is going to be a polo game.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to one. My husband ain't never been to one, but we like horses.
Oh.
And so he saw the ad. He was like, this would be dope if we did that. And I'm like, yeah, like, let's do it. He saw it this morning.
What?
We paid for it today.
And that's the thing, that's the execution.
Yes.
Like, we see something, we want to do it, let's do it.
Now do it.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of people will say, a lot of people invest their money in the wrong areas.
Mm.
So you going out to the club, which is cool every once in a while, but you spend $150 on the table or
yeah.
the rounds of drinks for your friends, or you got that Gucci belt or them Gucci shoes or that Gucci purse. You can't invest into a business coach?
Right. You know what I realized? That I never, like when I say never, I never like going to the club. But how many times have you been?
Uh-huh.
It's just crazy when looking at certain things from that angle,
yep.
it's just like, you know, you don't even like waking up and going to work. But you will just come up with every excuse possible as to why you're not betting on yourself.
Yep.
So in that, and becoming an entrepreneur, how has your personal development changed? Do you have a structure? Do you have a schedule that you stick to?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just posted about it on my Instagram page and on Facebook. My routine is, like, my number one just, like, game changer for me every day.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you should invest in yourself every day.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, oh, I'm going to take a trip.
Right.
Or I'm going to go to this conference. Every day, you should be depositing something into yourself. You are a living human being. You are, at the core of who you are, it's a soul there, right?
Right.
And so you have to invest the word into yourself. You have to invest into yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like, you have to pour into yourself. And so I get up at like 3:55, 4 a.m. every morning. From there, I pray, do my devotional. I may like clean up a little bit, and then I head to the gym. From the gym, that's my personal time to like, build myself, like ask myself questions. I listen to a few podcasts. I might listen to some music, and I really challenge myself and challenge my mindset during that time. After that, I come back home, you know, pray with my husband, cook breakfast for him, and then I get dressed, and then I get to work for the day, do my own thing. Having that allotted time to yourself every day, especially as a woman, as a wife, and as a mom, like, I think that's so important.
Yes.
Like, you, that you have those types of things in place, because if you don't, it's all over the place, in my personal opinion. When I'm not sticking to a routine, it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on with you? You know, like, what is happening in your life? And so my personal development has changed over the years. I've been doing this specific routine for the last, like, maybe 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm kind of used to it at this point, but it's definitely changed. I used to, like, get up at 4 a.m. and then go take a nap after I was done, you know. But now I'm like, no,
like, I still got up.
Yeah. I would do all that, but it's like, no, stay up throughout the day, you know, and you can rest at night. A lot of things have definitely changed with me with, like, how I eat. I've always been in shape, but I've always looked nice, like, on the outside, but, like, I wasn't eating correctly.
Girl, you freaking out, because I'm like, that's one of my big ones. I know I got to kick it. It's like a Grain Monster. Well, no, not a Grain Monster, but it's like an added gym or something on their back, and you're like, oh, yeah, you got to kick that. Oh, kick that monkey. You got to kick that monkey.
You got to kick that monkey.
And I'm like, that's me. That's been me lately in my prayer closet. So what is the way you change your food then?
Count your calories.
Mm.
You will see, like, that was terrible. That was a terrible choice.
Yes.
You spent 1,000 calories on that. You decided to do that. And then you start looking at yourself like, hell.
Right.
What you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
So with, like, even the marketing analytics and all that, you need to count the food that you eat as, like, a data point, too.
Yeah.
Because that
data.
Is, like, today. Yeah.
Because you're feeding, like, your food feeds your actual sales.
Right.
So for me personally, I fast until 12 p.m. every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because that recharges your internal system when you're fasting. I usually do, like, it's called intermittent fasting, but I just naturally do it now. I don't really look at the time or the clock or anything. And then I don't eat just to eat anymore. I eat when I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Or I don't eat all the way
to
full.
That's a bad habit for real. Yeah.
You're eating to fuel your body. So I might go to the salad spot around the corner or something, you know, once we're done. I think a lot of times you could just be eating.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're going to be sleepy. You're going to be tired. You're going to be rugged out here if you're not eating correctly. And then a lot of people think, oh, I'm eating healthy. I can just eat however, the most food I can.
Right.
And it's like, no, you still need to count
the
portions.
Yeah,
you still need to count the portions. I had one of my clients count her calories throughout the day. I said, eat whatever you want the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
3,500 calories. That's crazy, because the recommended amount of calories you're supposed to take in is 2,000.
Like, yeah, I would say it's 2-something. I know that much.
Yep.
But I always, like, fall out of the way. So.
It's 2,000.
Yeah.
But you can eat. I tell people, too, like, I've been...
You can eat your water, you know.
Yeah, you can drink a lot of water. But if you want to cheat, cheat. Just know that you're not going to have no food the rest of that day.
Like, once you get to that point, it's it.
It's it.
Yeah.
So you have people who do one meal a day. Which is like, I don't like that, because I want to, like, eat dinner. I want to enjoy breakfast if I want to. I want to enjoy a lunch or a snack. So just eating healthier options is key for me.
Yeah. I'm a snacker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, maybe I need to find a place that has good, like, good healthy snacks. Because
mm-hmm.
I think trying to navigate Trader Joe's or trying to navigate Whole Foods is a foreign language. Like, do you get yours off of Amazon or?
No, you can shop
it?
Anywhere. You know,
right.
You just need to read those calories on the back. And I would say you need to get a scale.
Mm-hmm.
So you can weigh the food that you're eating. and use MyFitnessPal to track it.
Yeah.
And then you need to get little cup things. What do they call the cup, teaspoons, and all that, so you can like measure stuff. Measuring cups.
You know what? I've never thought about using measuring cups like that. This is mind blowing. This is so good because you're right. Like, if I want to figure out those portions, you just put it inside of the measuring cup.
Yeah. Because it tells you on the back, okay, you can eat.
Girl.
It tells you, and it say like 28 grams. Well, I need to see what 28 grams is. You have a little scale.
Whatever.
You get you a little scale from Walmart. And you weigh it. Because what people do is they're like, oh, I can eat so bad. This is a healthy option. You know, those little hot, they're like hot fries, but they're like the veggie sticks. Mm. I love those, right?
Yeah.
These are 150 calories for like 35. I would sit there and be like, okay, five.
That's a lot, low key. That's a sandwich bag.
A sandwich bag. But I would sit there and count 35 if I want to enjoy them.
Right.
Or I would weigh it or whatever. That's like the portions that are on there, like mm-hmm. those are good sizes. Like, utilize that.
Yeah. That's true. It's just like, but some people don't know how to read that either. But that's another topic for another day. Let's move on to falling off the wagon.
Okay.
When, let's say you're on a business trip.
Uh-huh.
This was really difficult for me a couple weeks ago. I went to Atlanta.
Okay.
And I was trying to entertain. Well, we was having to entertain my in-laws
mm-hmm.
because they live in the area. And what I was really focused on was because I was there for business. I'm like, cool, but I'm trying to like really focus right now.
Yeah.
How do you maintain your routine in another city? Does it change?
You gotta let people know.
Yeah.
This is what time I wake up. This is what time I do this. This is what time I do that.
Mm.
And if you're consistent, people gonna catch on, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd say just communicating that, like, hey, I'm still going to the gym at 4 a.m. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And set aside time. Like, if you know that they trying to kick it with y'all at 10 a.m., let's try to get everything done before then
right.
so that we can really, like, take advantage of that time that
right.
you're with them. I was listening to this TikTok, and he was talking about for people who have family out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, if you only see your parents or your grandparents once a year,
mm-hmm.
and they only live for the next 20 years, you haven't seen them 20 days.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I think I saw that one, too. Yeah.
But I was just like,
that was too deep.
That was just like mind-boggling.
I got to
like,
see y'all three times a year now.
Right. It was just like, when I go, I want to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And not doing work. And so I try to get everything done before I get there and make it into like a vacation of some sort if possible.
Yeah. So like if you have business, like let's say you have business in Louisville.
Okay.
You go and take care of that business. So like y'all stay in the hotel, like if it's a conference or whatever. And then after that, you make time to be like fully present.
Yep.
That's a good thing because I was like, we stay with family and I'm like, this is your house.
Yeah.
But like, you know, so I didn't even think about that. That's a good bit of advice.
And you kind of, and you want to be effective, you know, and you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of both of the opportunities at the same time.
Right.
I would say like, for me, when I do go to conferences and stuff like that, if it's back in my home state or if I'm somewhere where I'm meeting friends and I'm taking it, I'll either like, say, hey, I'm going to slide out for an hour just to make sure that I'm getting this information into my head, go review your notes or whatever, or go make sure that I'm actually implementing the information real quick, and then say, hey, I'll meet y'all in like an hour or something.
Yeah.
Like this communication, I think, with people too.
Just
you know?
Boundaries.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have those conversations with your clients too? Like how to set up boundaries? If I'm a beginning entrepreneur, what are some boundaries that you're like, oh, I already know that's something that you're going to have to set up? Do you have those conversations?
So in the beginning, I would give out my phone number to everybody.
Mm.
I would just be like, oh, just call me. Or I just post my phone number online, like text me or, you know, whatever. And it's just like, oh, now I'm like, oh, no, the ghetto. Like, that's
right.
Ghetto. No, everything is done through our back end, our CRM system, our website. So if I do talk to a client, it's like really quickly on Instagram or something. But everything is done through email. Like we're professionals, and so we want to make sure that our systems are set up to have that in
right.
place. I shouldn't be, so nobody should be paying me through Cash App.
Right.
You know, like if you want to talk to me, if you get a package that has Voxer on it, you can talk to Voxer, or you can wait to your next call or something like that. And I think that no one, like, recently in the last year or so, I haven't had any issues with clients, really. Like, I might have a client every now and then try to DM me on Facebook or something, but
that's good.
A big thing.
That's good, because I think starting out, well, I know we used Google Voice, but that probably was now when you have first started. So that's a good boundary line to set up. Make sure those systems are already mitigating some headache for you. So, yeah. What do you have on the horizon now? We're going to go ahead and wrap up for you today. I know we have some technical difficulties, so I'm going to make sure you're getting where you're supposed to be. What's on the horizon? What's going on now?
So now, upcoming, what do we have? We're just continuing to grow where we are. Honestly, there's nothing big that I'm currently working on. I'm creating like some digital products here and there. I have Build, Transform, and Profit that starts on September 26th of this month, which is a 16-week incubator. I am accepting clients for the Excel Group, which is my branding agency for high-performing women. And I'm always accepting clients for VIP days and one-on-one coaching as well.
Okay. So your accelerator is for anyone in business, or people?
So yeah, it's pretty much anyone in business who's interested in starting a business, who just wants the foundation. They want to learn how to be effective in the marketplace. They want to learn how to make six figures in their business or build their personal brand. It's pretty much for that person who has an idea, and the person who's been in a business for a while and still hasn't been able to get the basics down, or hasn't made their first six figures in entrepreneurship.
Yeah, yeah, that's big, because a lot of people run their businesses like a hobby.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're just making money. And that's what I had to understand from you guys. Susan, I was like, I just want to sell. Look, Amazon, you don't even need to have a face. So, like, for me, I was like, let me just put it out there. And you're like, oh, yeah, let's get these systems. And y'all were talking about the webinar, which we still have not launched. But I was just like, I thought I could just get the video done and then we'll be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you were like, oh, no, you gotta
build it up. You have to have an audience to sell to. And I think that's something that people are not realizing, especially with, like, oh, I can turn on an ad. Yeah, you can do that with a physical product or something that doesn't have your face on it. But when you're trying to sell a particular service, it's like, you got to get out there. We want to see you. We buy from people that we know we like and we love.
Right. Absolutely. And I've learned a lot from y'all, too, because I was like, man, it's really difficult being a teacher and, like, putting effort into what you look like, what you dress like or whatever.
Because you're showing up a kid.
Right. But when you, like, come, even on Zoom, and you're, like, you're talking to the bones, and, like, Colby looks A1, and Keeson looks A1, you're like, okay, that's the bar. Let's move it up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and move into like a small little snippet.
Okay.
Give us like the craziest thing you've encountered as an entrepreneur.
The craziest thing?
Like crazy as in I did not expect that to happen and it was funny, or I did not expect that to happen and I learned a lesson from it. You don't have any crazy like adventures.
I would say the craziest thing always happens when it comes to relationships, right? When we're building relationships with people. It's not really crazy, but one thing that I've really learned throughout being an entrepreneur and just being in the marketplace, you have to build relationships with people. Oh, I would say this. I would say what people post online a lot of times isn't real.
Yeah.
And people live in social media. Like,
yeah.
You have to separate yourself from that.
Yeah.
It's two different worlds. And especially when you get into certain circles, you start to realize, like,
people have no personalities.
Yeah, people just be dry.
Yeah.
They get on here behind these computers, and they fake like they're just this or that, and then you see them in real life, and you're like, you ain't who you supposed to be, right?
Yeah. I feel that, but sometimes it happens the other way, too, because it's people that I've vibed with, and we just, like, talk to the person, like some people that I've met in college,
mm-hmm.
and they're just like a face-to-face person.
Yeah.
But when they get online, they're drop mic.
Yeah.
How do you teach somebody to translate this? Because you have a wonderful personality.
Yeah.
People are like, so scared to share that on social media too.
Yeah.
So that was like a push for me. Also, in meeting with y'all, they were like, oh, y'all need to get into coaching. And then I was looking at my husband, Ty. I was like, you get into coaching? He was like, you know I'm not going to get into coaching. But now when I start talking, I'm like, I guess I got a little something. But, yeah, it's definitely a good evolution. Mm-hmm. Just having the right people in your corner. And it's just like, when you have people with you that also have vision, it's just like all the small stuff that I was talking about, baby, that's, we can't shoot for that anymore.
Yeah,
so like, yeah, you definitely need the right people in your corner no matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and end this session. I've loved talking to you, and thank you so much for your time.
No
especially
problem.
With me, you know, just starting. One day I'll be an expert in the road.
It's okay.
But thank you guys for tuning in. This is recording number 4. Brought to you by GSTW, where we find and fund your purpose through e-commerce. Bye, guys.
Bye.
That was fun.
Awesome.
Okay, let's see if they're recording.
You already pressed.